Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority meeting. It is Tuesday, February 10th, 2025 at 9:31 a.m. We have a set of minutes to review from our meeting that was held on February 3rd. I should probably make some introductions. Those people that are in attendance, all three municipal building authority board members are in attendance, as well as Lorinda Isaacson, Peggy White, and Jordan Hewitt in the building. And virtually online, we have Nicole White, considered. Welcome, and Terry Collison on virtually. Okay, so back to the minutes.
Second motion. Do we approve the disbursement summary, or is that acknowledged receipt? I may have misspoke if the minutes are correct.
It's typically acknowledged receipt. Okay. And just one minor correction on in the first paragraph, Matt Tippett, if you could add an S to my last name. Thank you. Looks like everywhere else it looks like it's correct. All right. Randy, you motioned. Jack, did you second?
I did.
Okay, so a motion and a second's been made to approve with one correction the meeting minutes from Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026 for the Daggett County Municipal Building Authority. All in favor? Issue updates for discussion. Any updates on the water treatment plant project?
No news is good news right now. Things are still moving forward.
Okay. Anything on the Daggett County Health Business and Community Center, Andy?
Yeah, we got the conduit running for the power. Transformer sits to inside the building. They haven't run the wire, but they've got the conduit in place.
Good. That should help with and parking lot.
Yeah, we went ahead and backfilled the power company trench because they weren't obligated to compact it. And we required it to be compacted, so we went ahead and compacted and hauled the road base and the materials to fill it back in. So it's moved that to waiting to finish up the water in for me. I've never been anywhere heard of anybody but the municipality or the company buying the meter. We had to buy the meter for the water. And I never did that, but we purchased the meter.
Actually, part of the hookup fee.
Well, I think I'd had a conversation with Jesse about my meter. I think that there was some back and forth, some conversation that he had with the town, where it's an offset. I was my understanding.
Are they not charging us a hookup fee?
No, it's a hookup fee too. I think Jesse, when I talked to him, they're going to take the price of the meter off of the hookup fee, but it's still, you know, the meter is for them to charge us for the water.
They own it.
Yeah, it's their meter when all's said and done. But
no, I mean, the whole system will be theirs.
Well, from the meter on, yeah,
right,
it'll be ours.
Right.
It's like the power company or the gas. You know, the meter is part of it. For the power company, that you pay for the meter loop, and for the power to come down to the meter, and then when the meter plugged in, you take it from the bottom, but you have to pay for the. But I've never heard that. I know they don't have a big demand for a 2-inch meter, but they required. We ordered it from the company and had it brought in, so I just wanted to put that on the record. I've never heard that before.
And for the record, in Dutch John, I do not know of a circumstance where
I don't think we ever ordered it.
The county always, as the operator of the system,
supplies the meters.
Purchases it, well, for good reason, too, for continuity with everything that's being done. And we own it.
But we were told which meter to buy, but not, you know, but it's still. I've never heard that. Anyway, we got that, and it came in, and it's in place to be installed. I think we turned it over to the contractor.
It's good progress. Thank you. All right, any legislation for the MBA and legislation discussion?
No, there aren't.
Citizens that would like to make public comment today for the Municipal Building Authority. All right, let's move on to review the cash summary and the cash receivable report for the MBA.
To the cash summary for the MBA dated 2/6/2026. As well, the accounts receivable report for the MBA, except there's one item of the three that is MBA in the receivable report.
Motion and a second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the cash summary and the accounts receivable report for the Municipal Building Authority as of February 6, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is the open invoice register for the Municipal Building Authority.
Motion to approve. motion to approve the open invoice register for MBA dated 2/5/2026, $129.27.
Second. A motion and a second has been made to approve the open invoice register for the MBA as of 2/5/2026 in the amount of $129.27. All in favor?
Aye.
And then the disbursement summary for the MBA is next.
Acknowledge receipt of the disbursement summary for the MBA dated 1/30/2026 in the amount of $61,599 with no void.
Motion and second has been made to acknowledge the receipt of the disbursement summary for the MBA from 1/30/2026 in the amount of $61,599. All in favor?
Aye. And for the record, there was no reimbursement.
This is the one. That was a practice. Page to
see. Does that conclude our business for the MBA?
Unless there's any correspondence or calendar review items. I know calendar items, we do have a construction coordination meeting for the Dyke County Health Business and Community Center on Thursday at 10. That's the only thing I'm aware of on calendar. Anything to do with the grant or Jack? Then that should complete the business of the day for the Municipal Building Authority. Is there anything else that we need to discuss before we adjourn? Hearing none, I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 9:43. We are adjourned. Thank you.